From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. The curtain finally comes up in Denver today. For every delegate in the Mile High City, there are three times as many members of the media. 75,000 people are expected to be in the stadium when Barack Obama accepts his party's nomination at Invesco Field on Thursday. So what is the feeling on the ground right now at the opening of this four-day coming-out party for the Democrats? And what can we expect for the week ahead? Joining us from the convention in Denver is our very own Farai Chidea and Jeff Johnson, the host of The Truth with Jeff Johnson on BET. Hello, both of you.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, Farai, it's a little different having you on the other end of the microphone, but we know that this is your fourth convention cycle that you have covered. How different does it feel so far?
A lot more black people,
really?
Let me tell you. Oh, yeah, you know, folks coming out trying to see Barack Obama. There's a lot of people here who are cultural spectators who may not have come to previous conventions, people who are coming to be a part of the moment, and who are not necessarily your typical hardcore political journalist or delegates, but who just want to be here.
You know, Jeff, the Gallup is showing that the candidates are neck and neck even after the selection of Joe Biden as vice president. How are the folks in Denver reacting to the Biden pick so far?
I think it's a mixed feeling. I mean, you've got folks that wanted him to go a different direction, but I think that with the real need to try to galvanize those Clintonites that are working class folks, that are union folks, that want somebody with a little bit more experience, I think that coming out of the convention is when we're really going to see how this is going to affect the campaign. I think after Biden's able to address the nation and really the convention, we're going to see whether this is a bump up or a bump down.
Speaking of that that conflict between the Clinton and Obama camps, Farai, how palpable is it there now in terms of those two groups?
Well, later this week, we're going to be talking to some of the Clinton delegates. We spoke to a woman already who switched parties from Republican to Democrat and really has been invested in Senator Clinton. She is not walking away from the Democratic Party because Senator Clinton did not get the nomination, but she's, you know, she's disappointed. And I think that there are some people here who are disappointed.
You know, Farai, Reverends Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson will both be noticeably absent from the stage this time around. The first time in 24 years, in fact, that Jackson has not been front and center at a Democratic confab. But I understand that you attended a very big event last night hosted by the old school Black Power base. What happened there?
Well, let me tell you, this was a big, big show. It was called Soul Fair, celebrating the success of the civil rights movement. And although what I will call the old school has not been as embraced by the Obama camp as some would like, this was Danny Glover, Maxine Waters. You had people getting up on stage. Al Sharpton stole the show. And he said he was talking to a black conservative who said, oh, you know, this is the past. Civil rights is the past. And Al Sharpton told the story, civil rights didn't write your resume, but civil rights made someone read your resume. Mm. And there was an explosion of applause. And so it was a crowd that was very much there to have their moment in the sun.
Are they feeling separated in any way?
You know, I think that there is some of that, but people are still on board.
I think there's also vindication. I mean, you've got folks from the civil rights community that know whether it's reported or not, there is no Barack Obama without civil rights. There is no Barack Obama being where he is, getting ready to accept this nomination without so much of the work that so many of these people have done. So clearly, I think that there is some, you know, latent animosity as it relates to how separate they are, not just from the convention, but from the Obama campaign. But there is vindication from small circles of folks that recognize how much what they have done over the last 30 years is manifested in Barack Obama being here this week.
Let's talk about what's going to happen tonight. Michelle Obama is giving the keynote, but the night also belongs to Ted Kennedy in a tribute to him. What are you expecting from that, Farai, from both of those things?
Well, I think that, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but I think that there's been a tension between a Michelle Obama who comes across as a first lady and a Michelle Obama who comes across as a woman in her own right who's had a very extensive career, who's also a lawyer, and who has really informed Senator Obama on what it's like to be a Black American who grew up on the South Side. So I expect to hear stories about the South Side of Chicago. I expect to hear about the fact that she and her brother were the first people in their family to go to college. I expect to hear her sell the American dream, and I think also with Senator Kennedy, there's going to be a lot of emotion in the room.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, Jeff, looking back and comparing this convention to 2004, what would you say are the differences in terms of the challenges facing the Obama camp this time around versus what John Kerry faced in Boston 4 years ago?
Well, clearly there was a much more unified party. I mean, there wasn't a separate, you know, sect trying to secede from the Union. So that there was no threat of civil war. Kerry had it a lot easier from that standpoint. So Obama is still trying to walk the line to make sure that these Clinton supporters don't get out of hand and that they're pulled into the fold. Additionally, it's been a rough primary season and it's been a rough general previous to the convention, which I don't think Kerry had to deal with, the level of attack that Obama's having to deal with. So clearly the Obama campaign is still reading what the forecast is going to be, because McCain is going to be aggressive during this week. So it's going to be interesting to see how they deal with what is the agenda of the DNC and how do they put that out there and deal with his coming out party while not being negligent in addressing whatever it is that McCain is going to try to throw at them over the course of the next few days.
Well, I know, Farai, that you are going to be very busy this week at the convention. We're going to be hearing from you every day, several times a day during the broadcast. So I know you've got a lot of work to do. We're going to let you get out of here, and we'll be looking to hear from you shortly.
Thank you, and it's a delight to do this.
Farai Jadeja is the regular host of NPR's News and Notes, who we will be hearing again from in the show just a little bit later on. And Jeff Johnson is the host of The Truth with Jeff Johnson on BET. They both joined us from our special NPR studio in Denver.